Hello and welcome to another episode of The Mental Motivator. I am your host, Nakia Campbell, and as always, I am so excited to have all of you to join in from across the globe to witness ordinary people who have used the power of their mindsets to achieve extraordinary success. On the show today, I have Chris Joyner, aka Lyrical Chris, and he is on a mission to change the perspective of rap music and create a whole new era. Take a look.
Yeah, let them haters throw them jabs while you steady grow. Then knock them out with your success, now that's a kind of blow. Whoa, that's what I call immaculate, magnificence. Sprinkle with effectiveness. My next quote, go and share it and rephrase. Always having strong months, never having weak days. I'm just going side to side as I listen to this beat. Thinking in my head, this song gonna be on repeat. Yeah. It pays to be great, be strong, never weak. Always reaching for success, never settle for defeat. Okay. I'm just going side to side.
So Chris, tell the world a little bit more about yourself, what it is that you do, and about this mission to change the perspective of rap music.
Yeah, so a little bit about myself. I go by Lyrical Chris, aka the Hip Hop's Grandchild. I started rapping all since I was little, since I was like 8 years old. We used to play around with my brothers. I was the youngest. My oldest brother was in high school, and he used to always be playing music, playing Wu-Tang and rapping with his friends, so we kind of played around with it, and then I took it serious once I got like in like middle school and ninth grade, and then I was just known as that person that rap battled and freestyled all the time, you know. So for me, it was something I picked up real early, and then
were you rapping Wu-Tang Clan in middle school? You was beating on the table.
Yeah, Wu-Tang, they weren't hot when I was in middle school, but more like when I was, I want to say like elementary, toddler age. So,
okay.
Yeah, so, but Wu-Tang, that's one of my influences, though. Nas is my favorite rapper. I didn't start listening to him until his Stillmatic album, so.
Okay, because that was my next question. I was going to ask you about who were some of your influences, because you stated that you got into rap music, you started listening to rap music about eighth or ninth grade.
Yeah.
So your influences were Nas, Wu-Tang Clan, anybody else?
A whole lot. I love music in general, so it's my passion. So for when I listen to my music and I listen to everybody else's music, I kind of observe everybody else's music. So,
okay.
First off, my first rapper that I liked was Mystical and Lil Wayne.
So, oh, I loved Mystical, but he rapped too fast. How was he your favorite? Could you understand what he was saying?
I mean, I was young. As a young kid, we liked that energy. You know?
Right.
So for him, he had good energy. I was like, okay, yeah, so that's my favorite rapper. I didn't understand everything he was saying, but it sounded good.
It sounded good, right, because danger. Like, how could you not like that? Mm-hmm. How could you not like that? Okay, exactly. So we've gotten some of your influencers, and we see that they come from completely different sides of the spectrum. Mystical's music is completely different from anything that you would hear from Nas. Yeah. Exactly. So, okay, so tell me, I know that, as I stated during the opening, you're on a mission to change the perspective of rap music and to create a whole new era. Mm-hmm. But you've been influenced by so many other people in the game already. So what is it about rap music that you feel needs to change?
I feel like for right now, it feel like everything is like the same, similar too much. Everybody's kind of like wanting to make the same old songs, talk about the same subjects, whether it's like money, cars, women, you know, and then all the cussing and everything. So I kind of like want to make stuff that's clean, but also I call it accidentally kid friendly, where basically, if you're a parent or you got nieces and nephews, you can play my music. It's for adults, but you can play around children. So the fact that you're able to do that, that's gonna really change.
Right. Because, you know, growing up, if you were like me, there were certain things we couldn't listen to.
Yep.
Or my parents would just say, y'all go in the room and close that door. Y'all can't hear this.
Yep.
So you're creating a new era of rap music that is kid friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in just a moment, we're going to cut to a break and we'll come back and hear more about your story. Okay.
Okay.
Shifting your mindset is a choice. The trick is identifying the barriers that keep you stuck in constant patterns of negative thinking and learning how to overcome those barriers so that you can think happier, positive thoughts and make the necessary mindset shifts that you need for your professional career and your personal life. Mindsets are the perceptions and beliefs that people have about themselves and their situations. These beliefs influence their behaviors, outlook on life, attitude, and ultimately, their attainment of success and personal satisfaction. Now you may ask, why is a mindset so important? Well, let me explain. A positive, healthy mindset is what allows you to apply for a job, go back to school, ask someone out on a date, request a raise, start a successful business, and so many other forward-moving life steps that usually go unfulfilled due to fear of failing and feelings of inadequacies. Now, before we get started, I want you to take this time to write down the 5 things that a negative mindset has prevented you from doing. Okay, guys, so we are back on The Mental Motivator, and we are here with Chris Joyner, aka Lyrical Chris, and we're gonna jump back into a few questions. So Chris, now we've already heard that you started battle rapping in middle school, beating on the tables in 8th or 9th grade. Tell me, when did you finally decide that it was time for you to create your own music?
I feel like way back, even then I started trying to create my own music. So for me, I used to always like be at home listening to instrumentals every day, almost every day, collecting so many beats that I still have to this day from those days. And then just creating hooks and songs, but I never wrote anything of it though. And I was just kept pushing it back and pushing it back. So to the point where I didn't want to start recording until 2 years ago.
So wait a minute. You, in 8th or 9th grade, you started making beats then.
Yeah.
You were writing lyrics down to the instrumentals, but you never recorded anything until 2 years ago?
Yeah, this is
2023. So from 8th and 9th grade, you had a passion for rap music, but you didn't record anything until 2021.
Yeah.
What was the cause for that long pause? Like what held you back?
I feel like for me, what held me back was kind of more like just trying to figure out my identity or who I want to be as a rapper, as an artist. For me, I look at myself as more of an artist than just the person that makes music.
Okay.
And that's another thing that people got to see what's going on now. It's like we have a lot of people that make music, but we don't have
enough artists. We don't have enough creative, genuine people.
Like when you hear, when you see an artist painting, you know that's that artist.
Right.
Nowadays, when you see, like if a rapper, if you put them into an artist painter perspective, all their paintings are going to look similar. And you're not going to be able to tell who is.
Right. That's so true, because sometimes my son is trying to show me, letting me hear all these different songs that he's heard on YouTube. And I always have to ask him, well, who is that? Mm-hmm. There are so many people who I hear their voice on a song and I think it's somebody else with a completely different name, with a completely different style, but they do all sound the same. Yeah. So I think that's great. And from a mindset perspective, you know, I do think as an entrepreneur, it was great that you actually took that time to hear yourself, to find yourself, to figure out, you know, to put those pieces together, kind of like an artist would have to do. First, they start with the foundation, which is blank, like a blank slate, and then they add a little bit to it. And one thing that I know about a lot of artists is that most of them don't even get to complete that piece that day.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes them hours, sometimes it takes months. So I like that perspective on being an artist versus somebody who makes music or just being a rapper.
Yeah.
Because are you just a rapper or can you sing too?
I can sing a little bit.
You can sing a little bit too?
I'm all right, on, y'all. We're about to. That's coming too.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear that. Well, yeah, you're definitely versatile. So, my next question is, because you know, I like to read up on my people and look through their social medias and websites and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I saw that you have received a Billboard award. Like, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
But a Billboard award?
Yeah.
Tell me what that was about. What was that for?
Yeah, so one of the record labels, they did a hip hop compilation, and they wanted my song "Know Thyself" to be on the compilation.
Know Thyself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard that one the other day.
And they put it on there, and it ended up peaking at number 15, the album. So with my song being on there, I was able to get a Billboard.
Oh, okay. So they did a compilation of a lot of different songs, mm-hmm. and you guys made it to number 15 out of what, 200, 1,000? How many was it?
Top 100. Yeah, the top
100. Top 100. So it was the top Billboard 100. Number 15. Yeah, hey, number 15. Yeah, you definitely deserve to take the credit for that. I was on that. My name was on there. name was on there. Okay, so you get the Billboard Award. You're achieving all these things. How many songs, how many albums do you have out right now?
So songs right now I have out is five. I have five songs out right now. 2024, that's when I'm going to be bringing out a lot. I'm going to bring out a lot of music. So right now it's just about me building my brand, making sure people understand who I am and what I'm bringing. So once you understand what I'm bringing to the table, that's when you understand that, okay, this is who he is, he's Lyrical Chris, he's bringing a new era of rap, and okay, now let's hear the songs, let's hear everything he got it going. So.
Well, I have a question about that. As you mentioned, Lyrical Chris is bringing a new era of rap. So from the time that you listened to rap music and you loved it when you were younger, mm-hmm. to now deciding that you're bringing this new era of rap. Tell me, what do you think is one thing that changed the sound of rap music? Like, what do you think that happened that rap music went from how great it was back in the day to now what we have here? I'm not gonna call out anybody's names. Yeah. Lord, I'm not gonna say anybody's names, but what do you think that shift is from when we had all the greats back in the day, mm-hmm. Nas, Jay-Z, DMX, Yeah. Ja Rule, so everybody unique. That we listen to now.
Yeah, everybody was just so unique. There's their own person. You had one Busta Rhymes, you had one Missy Elliott, one Lauryn Hill.
Right, right.
The list goes on.
So what everybody changed it? Like, what do you think changed that?
I feel like what really changed it was kind of the social media era, area we in. People go by likes. So if one artist is making a song and is getting a lot of likes and love, other artists are going to be like, oh, okay, that's what I need to sound like. That's what my visuals need to look like. Right. Everything from top to bottom has to look like theirs, but just a little bit of difference. So for me, what I call the new rap verse, and right now I call them peanut butter. Oh. So it's all different brands, but it's, at the end of the day, it's the same.
But it's the same. That's so funny. That's so funny.
So you got your raw, like, you know, like Kendrick Lamar, you know, raw, organic, you know.
You say Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I love
the top
him.
One and J. Cole, thing, people like that. And then you got other people that's, you know, the Peter Pan brand or other brands. And then they like, then you got a generic underneath them. Because, you know, when Future came
Extra
out,
crunchy.
Future was like the main brand. And then you had people under him, like the generic, like the Great Value and all like that. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I can definitely understand that. I don't know how many of y'all like peanut butter, but I definitely understand
exactly what he's talking about. I try to feel like I'm the almond butter. You know, I'm the almond butter.
Oh, you the Nutella.
Yeah,
so okay.
So look at me like that.
You the Nutella. You the one that's not even peanut butter, huh?
Yeah, I'm not even peanut butter.
Okay. Yeah. Almond butter, shea butter, y'all heard him. He different. He not peanut butter.
He not peanut butter.
Well, I feel that. Well, Chris, it seems like you've had a ton of success with only five songs out. I've never heard of anybody who's not already on a major label having or receiving a Billboard Award for their songs. That is amazing. I see your Instagram, your followers are going up.
Yep.
You've received this award. You have this lovely shirt line with all of these different t-shirts. Y'all gonna have to check them out later on that website. It seems that you have achieved like so much success.
Yeah.
But one thing that I know is that behind every success story, there usually lies a struggle that the world doesn't get to see.
Yeah.
So now I wanna get into that part of your life, into that part of your personal story, mm-hmm. where you can tell me and the rest of the world, what is a struggle that you've had to deal with along your journey that might have helped to influence you or push you to be as great as you are right now?
Yeah. So one of my, I say is that when I was in school, high school, I had a friend, like we were best friends, we rapped together.
Okay.
So me and him, we always rapped almost every day. Everybody known us as people that rapped all the time. And then as soon as we graduated that summer, he ended up drowning. So
wow,
that really like took me downhill to not want to record because I didn't want to do it without him, you know,
wow,
and be the one that, you know, right, succeeded in doing all this. And
right,
then he, you know, he's not here. But I know for right now, if he, he's probably looking down and saying, yeah, keep
right,
doing what he's
he's
doing,
probably right, kicking your butt like, yeah, boy, you better like, go.
Yeah.
If I'm gone, you the only one left. You better go do this for both of us.
Yeah. Do it for the city.
Do it for the city. And do it for your friend, because he's definitely still here with you watching.
Yeah.
I see you all those late nights on Instagram Live,
yeah,
letting us hear your new beats, parts of your new song. I know that he is definitely, definitely proud, but I know that did take a lot for you to have to push through that with you going through middle school and high school with him. Mm-hmm. And y'all had this dream. Y'all were going to come out and rap together.
Yep.
And as soon as you guys graduate high school, he drowns.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing about it was the last time I saw him, we rapped and we were walking down the street rapping, freestyling. And then the next week, get a call, he drowned. So
that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard. So is there anything else that you've had to suffer or deal with to help you keep pushing forward to where you are right now?
Mm-hmm. So another one was, when I was about to record in 21, that's when my mom was getting ill. So then she passed, and I already recorded one of my first songs, but I just never released it yet.
Yeah.
So she didn't have an opportunity to hear none of my songs. And I feel like she would have been my number one fan, because she
always knew
me as a person that's rapping and always dancing, listening to my beats, you know.
Right. Mama is always our first backup dancer,
yeah,
our first background vocalist, our first hype man, our first cheerleader.
Yep.
So you dealt with the tragedy of losing your friend right after high school. And then you decide finally in 2021, I'm going to make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to introduce Lyrical Chris to the world. And as soon as you record your first song, your mother passes away.
Yep. It's a lot.
Did that make you want to give up again? Like you wanted to give up when your friend passed away?
This time it didn't. It is more of a just keep going, just keep pushing. So that's kind of how I made up with my song called Never Settle.
Never Settle, right.
Where it's like,
never settle for defeat. Never settle for the things that life are throwing your way.
All those speed bumps, everything, those roadblocks that get in your way, just keep going. Never settle. Just go.
It all works out for the good. And I have to tell y'all, his song Never Settle is my number one favorite song from the moment that he sent it to me and let me hear it. Y'all gonna have to check it out on YouTube. Lyrical Chris, Never Settle. Well, Chris, I just want you to really quickly, if there is another rapper who has a dream, maybe to create a whole new era of rap music like you're doing for yourself,
mm-hmm,
if there's a young boy or someone else out here who just lost their mom or who lost their best friend, like what can you say to them to encourage them to push forward like you did?
I would say to them, keep going. Don't stop. Whoever you lose, they're always going to be there with you. They might not be physically there, but spiritually, they're there. They're watching you. They're listening to you. They're supporting you. Just keep going. And in whatever other issue you might have, whether it's financial issues or family-related issues, friends, whatever it is, don't let that get in the way of your dreams and your goals. Especially if it's really important to you. So whatever's important to you, you always want to keep that going.
Amen, amen. And so on this show, The Mental Motivator, we love to speak about mindset. And I see from the first time when your friend drowned, you were ready to give up. And you said that when you lost your mom, you didn't feel that same way. So obviously, you had done some work on your mindset already. You mm-hmm. still wanted to grow. You still wanted to create a life of abundance for yourself. You still wanted to be that top entrepreneur that the world sees, that the world knows, that the world likes. I want you to tell me, how do you think the power of your mindset helped you to go to move from not wanting to make music after your friend died to then shifting and wanting to make the music and then having to suffer the death of your mom and it not even impacting you the same way? Tell me how you feel like you used the power of your mindset to get through those situations.
Yeah, for me, I feel like it just, people always told me I always had like that willpower. I'm a strong-minded person. So it kind of was something that I just grew on with. At the beginning, you know, it was high school, I was young, you know, so that was harder. But when you get a little older, and then, you know, your mom passed, that's bad too. It's worse, even worse for me. You know, that's my mom. Right. But the fact that I already kind of dealt with something real heavy,
right,
I was able to, you know, not want to stop making my music. Because at the end of the day, music is my passion. It has my heart, it has my soul, it has my spirit. So
right.
That's something I wouldn't let go no matter what happens, you know.
Right.
Because it's people out there that need me to make music.
People they definitely need you especially to make music. Yeah. And I know that your mom is still over here just like this every time, every time she hears, she's looking at you right now on this show. And she like, that's my baby. Mm-hmm. That's my baby. As long as you keep speaking about her and speaking about your friend, then you're definitely keeping them alive. You're definitely keeping them alive. And we are going to go to a short break. And we're going to come back right after this so that Lyrical Chris can tell you all how to reach him on social media where you can find his music. We'll be right back.
Ultimately, I tell him all the time, dude, you saved my life.
My name is Uzziah Campbell. I'm 12 years old and I am the founder and CEO of Comic Cure Candle Co. One of the reasons I started Comic Cure Candle Co. is because of my mom. She was dealing with mental illness.
I was pulled out of work. Due to being assaulted. That is what led to me being diagnosed with PTSD and anxiety and depression. The psychiatrist, she gave me some suggestions on different natural things that I could do to help. Meditation was one of them. Using essential oils was another one.
We had a lot of essential oils in our basement because of my mom's mental illness, and she always loved candles. So I decided, hey, I'm gonna make candles with these. Before I started making the candles, I did a lot of research and watched a lot of YouTube videos, and I learned that different scents help people feel different ways. My mom, I just seen her be sad a lot. I wanted to help her cheer up.
During the time of me struggling, Uzziah was having to take care of me and take care of himself. He was cooking food. He was waking me up to get him to school. He saw me crying a lot. He heard me screaming a lot. And that is when Uzziah said, I can make candles. And he did. And his dream and his drive and his vision was definitely a factor, you know, for me to get up and get going. Ultimately, I tell him all the time, dude, you saved my life.
Before I started selling candles, I was just giving them away to friends and family. Feels like a good deed when I'm giving them away.
He gave candles to frontline workers, research doctors, nurses who were working in COVID units.
I heard back from them and they were like, Uzziah, this candle really helps me after work. It helps keep me calm and helps me relax.
I said, okay, Uzziah, you've given away so many candles for free. We're gonna have to make some of this money back to keep giving candles away, to keep shipping candles to other countries, to continue the mission of bringing attention to mental health and donating to mental health organizations.
Mental health is important to me because I knew if my mom had mental illness, I knew a whole lot of other people had it. So I wanted to help all those people.
Towards the end of last year, Uzziah said, Mom, we have to get ready to donate to some mental health organizations. And I said, well, which organizations do you want to donate to?
And I came across Child Mind Institute.
They were the only mental health organization that focused on children and their mental health and how parents could help them thrive.
Maybe people think that since their kids run around and laugh that they're all okay, but that might just be the outside, and on the inside they're feeling really different. So I felt that was amazing that they were focusing on that.
When Uzziah first began making candles, he could only make 7 candles a batch on my kitchen stove. Today, Uzziah is able to make over 700 candles in a day with the help of the family cleaning and labeling. My hope for the future is that there's a lot more candles being manufactured so that Uzziah can reach more of the world, and that the message about mental illness just spreads far and wide.
If you're dealing with mental illness, you can come out and tell that you're dealing with it so you can get help and you can be happy and calm and relaxed.
Hey guys, we are back and we are about to wrap up this segment with Lyrical Chris. So Chris, really quickly, I want you to let the whole entire world know how they can reach you. They might want to learn more about your life, yeah, hear your music, purchase one of your t-shirts. Tell them how they can reach you.
Yeah, that's easy. You can reach me on my website at lyricalchris.com. If you want one of these shirts, that's right here. It's all on the website. On the first page, you just scroll down and you'll be able to see it. Click the link and it'll show you all my shirts that I have. And then if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's LyricalChris111. And then on Facebook, it's Hip Hop's Grandchild. And my music, you can find it on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, Tidal. Anywhere you use to listen to your music, you'll be able to find it.
Y'all, he say he everywhere. He say he everywhere. And he's also Hip Hop's Grandchild. Don't forget it. Well, Chris, I want to thank you so much for traveling all the way from Atlanta here to Houston, Texas, to sit here with me on the set of The Mental Motivator today. And I hope that you guys have been inspired by hearing Chris's story. I hope that his story has encouraged you to tell your own story of success, to tell your story of struggle, and how you were able to use the power of your mindset to overcome those struggles so that you can help change the way you and others live, think, and thrive. Until next time, I love you guys as always. Peace.